All right, it's halftime here in Detroit as we play basketball. The Bay College North taking on Oakland Community College. And in our player spotlight here at halftime is one of our Detroit guys, Jelani Thornton.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Jay?
Doing pretty well.
Yeah, well, you're back home. What's it like being back here?
You know, it's definitely like a good thing to be back in the city. It's a blessing to be able to play here, you know, at home and see my friends and family come out and support our team. You know, and being in like a different city like Escanaba, you know, there's a whole different kind of lifestyle. So, you know, making that adjustment and then coming back home, it's like a heartwarming feeling, you know. So
who all was there last night from your fam?
My mom, my dad, my aunties, my uncles, my grandparents. It was really like my mom's whole side family tree was there. So it was amazing to see everybody there.
Now, I know it was a bummer that you did not get in the game, right?
Yeah.
But it was good to see everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good to see everybody. You know, you just got to take it, you know. Sometimes something doesn't roll your way. You know, you got to stay patient, especially playing college ball. Sometimes your numbers don't get caught one game, but you got to stay positive and just be ready for when your number is caught, you know.
So. And that's the case for today. You got to keep your head up, right? You can't look back at yesterday and say, geez, I wish I could have gotten in.
Right, you know, if you think like that, it's really just going to mess with you for a long time. So, you know, you just got to take it day by day and say, well, today will be my day, you know, so.
Well, you had a great high school career. Talk a little about, you know, I asked Jay yesterday about his, you know, at Detroit Edison. Tell everybody who, you know, in the UP, they don't follow Detroit basketball. How did things go for you down here?
You know, playing at Detroit Edison was definitely like a real life-changing experience because the players that we had and the brotherhood that we created was amazing. We and throughout four seasons, we barely lost many games. And, you know, that's just because we was all committed and we was all together since the eighth grade. So we knew each other well. And we got to go to the wrestling every single year. If you know, if COVID didn't shut us down, I feel like we was going to win three more state championships. So it was definitely like an amazing high school to go to. So.
Well, you do got the one ring, right?
Right. Yeah. That's for my freshman year. So, yeah.
Yeah. What was it like for you to do that with your cuz?
It was amazing, you know, seeing how he developed and seeing how the team developed. It was amazing to be there and watch and see. So it was definitely the life-changing experience.
Well, speaking of life-changing experience, had you ever even heard of Escanaba, Michigan before Coach Johnson gave you a call?
No, I did not hear about Escanaba. I didn't really know about any towns in the Upper Peninsula. And, you know, it's crazy because I've been in Michigan my whole life. But, you know, you don't really hear about, you know, in the city you only hear about things in the Upper Peninsula. So it was definitely like a city that I never heard of, you know. So
how did it all happen?
Coach Johnson, he messaged me in my junior year in high school. And he was basically telling me that, you know, all about their program. And he'll love to see me, you know, attend this program. And he would be watching me throughout my junior and my senior year. So me and Coach Johnson have been talking for like a year now. So
when he came down to recruit you and he came to your games, what were you thinking?
Hey, it was kind of crazy seeing him, you know, come to our game because it was so unexpected. You know, he texted me probably like 2 days before saying he was going to be there, and you know, and seeing him, he and Coach Will stuck out in a crowd because you know we don't really have a lot of people like them coming in our city in our games. So it was like seeing him there, it definitely made me nervous, you know, but. You know, you just got to just do your game and, you know, hopefully that if you have a bad game, hopefully they see past it, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing can be true, too. I mean, you know, you obviously mentioned with coaches, they're white, you know, yeah. Coming to, you know, and you walk into a normal gym in inner city Detroit and there aren't many white people, right?
Right. So, you know, they stood out. You know?
You didn't have to ask, right? Well, yeah. The North shirt probably helped, too.
Right. Yeah, it definitely did, too.
So how about the other side of it for you, though, coming to a place that is predominantly white and you guys, I asked this question to all of the guys from Milwaukee or Minnesota. How's that part been for you?
The part has been actually better than what I expected. Me and Jalen was been taken in by Revan, Justin, and Davin. They really showed us around, you know, showed us like how it is to live in like the Upper Peninsula and what people do out here. And they call them the Upers. And he said that, you know, they was just telling us all about, like, the lifestyles and what they do and what they do for fun. So it was definitely easier than what I expected having them around, you know, helping us out.
So are you an honorary Youper yet?
I don't know if I'm that yet. You know, I got to get past the winter yet first. So.
And it just only started.
Yeah, it's only starting. So, yeah.
Well, what are you studying here at Bay College, July?
I'm studying finance. So I'm I switched my major from business administration to finance, but yeah. So that's.
So what kind of job does that get you?
I'm trying to be a financial advisor. You know, and I got a guy in the city that my dad's financial advisor said, you know, if I graduate with this degree, that he'll take me as his apprentice. You know, straight out of college, and that can give me, you know, a good start for my career. So.
Well, there you go. And, you know, if I start getting into money troubles, then I'll just, you know, I'll give you a call and say, hey, man, I'm pretty much broke. How am I going to get rid of this debt?
Yeah, I'll definitely help you out. Just give me a call.
All right, man. All right, give your shout-outs.
You know, I shout-out my family. I shout-out my girlfriend, Kaya. I shout-out, you know, everybody who supported me on this long journey. And it's only going to get better from here. So,
well, get out there today and have some fun and just enjoy the moment. It doesn't happen too often. Get out there and be with your fam.
Okay, and I will. Thank you.
Okay, Jelani Thornton, everybody, in our halftime show. There's more coming up from here at Bay College. Well, actually, we're not at Bay right now. We are at Oakland College in Detroit, and we'll be back after 3 minutes. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.